Hi. Yeah. Hi. I'm just saying hello to start. It's one of those things where I don't know. I have absolutely no topic for today, so I'm hoping something comes to me when I start talking. It hasn't happened yet, but maybe post theme song, I'm gonna have, a killer suggestion.
Your daily Lex.
All right, so as you know, I've got two miseries left, and these last two miseries have really gotten pretty close to sold out. Hopefully, a little bit on word of mouth from how good the first two were. And the first two were very well sold, but these look to have just, dozens of tickets left apiece, which is exciting. I've seen some photos from the show, and I'm pleased to see that I look miserable because that's what it's supposed to be. And then, of course, I've got some folks in my family. Like my mom and my sister, who were like, "Oh, we don't like seeing him look so miserable." But I'm like, "Oh, well, I do. If I didn't look miserable, then I wouldn't be doing a good job in this show. I'm not actually miserable. I'm pretending. I don't know what my next show is going to be." That's really my point. Obviously, as you may recall, I'm not doing Fiddler. I am not doing Grease. And there are a couple other shows around the area that I could audition for, but I just want to, I only like to audition for shows if I'm super excited about them. So there's a couple things I'm looking at. I'd genuinely love to find another play that's in good driving distance because there's something fun about doing a play. I see more musicals than plays. I think they probably stage more musicals than they do plays in this area because it's easier to get audiences for musicals in some ways. But there's something fun about a play, and I've not been disappointed by any plays I've seen recently or been in. So I'd love to find one of those, but the next two shows I'm thinking of auditioning for are both musicals. So I just don't know. I don't know. My point is, I don't know. Luckily, since I always need to have some kind of self-promotion, as you know, I have an album coming out tomorrow, 229. 229, a big day for me now because, first of all, it's leap day, so that's exciting. Second of all, I get to take my next headache shot. Third of all, I have, 800 meetings. It's also a big invoicing day. Man, I love invoicing days. And new album. So that's fun. And tomorrow I have a brush up for Misery. So brush up, when you have a show and then you're doing it for one weekend, then you've been rehearsing every day, and then you stop rehearsing, but you start the show. They tend to do a brush-up rehearsal in between those weekends of performing so that you remember how the show goes before you do it again. So the brush-up's Thursday, and I'm very curious how that'll go. Are we going to run the whole show? Are we going to just do part of it? I don't know. So I'll find out. My hunch is we'll go through all the scenes, but that maybe we won't do all the physical stuff because, I'd love to not fall and just save it for the weekend instead. That would be just fine by me. And weirdly, we have no show Friday. Our shows are Saturday and Sunday. They're both, what do you call them? They're both matinees, which is weird, but hey, that's how it is. So two matinees left. I've got the brush up tomorrow. And then Friday, instead of a show, I'm going to see my daughter Sierra in a show. She's in Shrek at her school. And then on Saturday, I'm going to do Misery. And then once the show is over, get the heck out of there and rush to a different theater where I'm going to see the musical Ragtime that I have a bunch of friends in. And then Sunday, final Misery. And of course, the post production cast party, which will be lovely, I hope, or miserable. You never know. Either way, it's appropriate. I don't know. I will have this album to promote starting tomorrow. It'll be available wherever you stream music. So if you've got alerts set for me in your music app of choice, it'll tell you. But guess what? I'll tell you too. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. We'll talk again on Leap Day. Big day. Headache shot. New album. Other crap. So that's all I got for you. Happy Wednesday, February 28th. And if you happen to be my niece, Sheer, which only one of you is, happy birthday to you.
Lex.